So you don't think they're making the playoffs. You're more interested in selling or buying future pieces if you're buying, in the sense that they help you for the long-term gain. And similar to where I am. Do the Royals view this week as make or break? This leak this week leading into the All-Star game, are they treating this homestand as this, let's let this tell us where we are? And at the end of this, similar to what you did to the Mariners series, because I think you'd agree that the Royals are further behind and less likely to be sellers at the time. Fans are, you are, I am. Outside of that, they're going to be bigger believers in themselves. And I think you probably should be when you're an organization.
Of course.
And they're going to take more time knowing that they've got until the end of July, 3.5 weeks, to hit a trade deadline. Do they treat this week as the balloon? Can you, nice that you had a winning road trip, 4-3. Can you have a better than winning homestand and make us buy back into the idea of we'll put players around you rather than the way it felt like it was heading last week? That's where, like, I feel like the Royals might, I think the Royals are viewing it that way.
Clearly. No, I mean, clearly they still, I mean, whether you listen to Matt Quatrero's comments on, he was on MLB Network Radio yesterday before the game. I heard some of that interview. He obviously, you know, speaks before every game, and we had JJ Piccolo on. I mean, publicly, and I truly actually think internally, they recognize where they're at. Like they fully know that there are X amount of teams in front of them, that they're 5.5 back from a wild card spot, but they still believe that they've got a chance moving forward. I also will just stick with where we've been on this conversation. They are never going to publicly come out and say, yeah, we agree, we're out of it. That just doesn't exist in sports. Like, their actions will show us that at some point in time. If they decide to trade multiple pieces that you think will ensure that they don't compete this year, meaning it's like selling, truly waving the white flag, if they do those, well, then that tells us everything. If they don't, and if we keep sitting here another week after that until the deadline, and they haven't moved on anybody you would consider that would hamper their chances to still compete, well, then, yeah, then that is actually how they believe. But it's one of those deals, like, anybody, like, upset that I'm, you know, upset the Royals haven't waved the white flag. Well, even if they actually are looking towards, quote unquote, doing that we will not know that until a trade or two or three have been made. They don't declare that we're out of it. That's just not how that works.
No, not like we declared the Whittisons. They don't just like, although I got to say, we should have gotten a scepter. Smart on the glasses that look like Bobby's. Smarter than crowns, we should have had a scepter, right? Just one scepter, as you declare it, shouldn't you be?
Could have had it.
Do we miss out on a scepter? Maybe, that's fine. I'll just have a small regret on that, at least for the meantime. But you're right, they don't just declare, we are sellers now. But I do think that they were using this, I think this road trip meant more to them than just the first series did to you. And they had a winning road trip, and this has not been a good road team. And so they thought, okay, maybe kind of things are snapping back in. And they do have multiple guys on offense actually playing decent baseball at a similar time. Now, the question has been all year, because I've seen one or two games in conjunction. The question I've had all year, Gold, is can it go from 1-2 games into 7-10-14? You can't just go 4-3. I don't think. Can you go 4-3 the rest of the way?
Well, that's what.
And finish 10 games above 500? That's because you've got to play 10 games above 500 in order to do it.
You'd have to check the math on it. You have to check the math on it. I don't think one, you know, winning road trip by a game, I don't know if that gets it done unless you're going to run it all the way literally to the last weekend of the season. And then you're telling me they're going to literally have also at home, they're going to be 500 the rest of the way.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me do the quick math. It'd be a 571 winning percentage. So
we get in trouble once we start doing math on this show.
I know.
A lot of trouble.
That would be 40 wins.
I'm staying out of it.
That would be 40 wins the rest of the way. They currently have 43 wins. If they went 4-3 every seven games, they would finish the season with 43 wins now? They would finish with 83 wins. Like 83 to 84 wins. That's not quite enough.
No, it's not.
They're going to have to do more than that in order to compete for a playoff spot and do that. And look, even though you and I have declared the fact that we're not sure that, you know, we don't think they're making the playoffs now, doesn't mean that I'm not still rooting for them to do so. I hope they win their next 15 games in a row and make us all look stupid.
Right.
That's way better and way more fun just generally. I think this week is big depending on what you want the Royals to do. If you're still a big believer in this team, still think they can go on a run, still think they can make the playoffs, this week is huge. If you're on the camp of us, and you're not rooting for them to lose, but if you're in the camp of thinking it's not going to happen and you want the Royals to be on board with that thought, this week is going to be a lot more telling than you think. I think if they end up going like 5-2 over the next seven games, the odds of the Royals being true sellers going way down. They avoid Skeens in this upcoming series against the Pirates because they moved him up to yesterday?
Yeah, he pitched yesterday for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
They're sub 500 in his starts, including the game they lost yesterday, 1-0. I have never felt a pitcher more in the Zach Greinke spot than the year Zach Greinke won the Cy Young for the Royals. And I watched him take games into the eighth inning that were 1-0 that they lost. And I was like, man, I just feel bad. I just feel bad for them.
Skeens and Bubba Chandler, who's their other top pitcher, him and Bubba Chandler, they're going to end up, these guys, when they're both together in that rotation, are going to end up, you know, having an absurd amount of strikeouts across nine innings and ERAs, you know, below 3, below 2.5 or whatever. And yeah, the Pirates are going to stink. I mean, my guess in a couple of years, they'll end up obviously trading some of
those
pieces.
It'll be a Mets or a Yankee or a Dodger or a Blue Jay or whatever else.
Paul Skeens just kind of waiting this one out, I feel like.
Where's Paul Skeens from?
It's a great question. I do not know. I know, obviously, he went to LSU, but I don't know where he's from originally.
I just thought maybe that would give us an indication of
Texas.
Which big
I'll just guess Texas.
He was at Air Force first before LSU, I think, right?
Where is he from originally?
He was born in California. Dodger it is.
Okay.
Fullerton, California. Future Los Angeles Dodger, Paul Skeens. Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm as much as for the Royals' sake, I'm glad they're avoiding Skeens. Selfishly, as a fan, I was hoping, I had some buddies text me. They said they bought tickets for tomorrow night. You know, because the way the schedule was lining up originally, it looked like Skeens was going to pitch tonight.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow night, tonight. And obviously that's not the case. Good for the Royals that you don't avoid Paul Skeens. But yes, a little bummed out that you don't get to see Skeens at the K this year.